Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. It's Thursday, so we are talking about knowing God. And we're getting to some fun stuff. We're getting to some things where we can not only get involved in doing some things, but some things that hopefully will give us an encouragement to really try God out, to give him an opportunity to show himself in a different way. In that context, we all come to knowing God with our own history, with our own way of doing things. And we have our own ideas about, okay, this is how we do certain things. And what we are, one of the first things we're learning is that the one that controls, has authority and responsibility over that particular realm is the one who gets to decide how it works. We are in kind of a, you and I, as spirit beings who are unfortunately still living out of our souls, we have our foot sort of in both worlds, in both realms. And our goal is to quit straddling. But to do that, we have to overcome the supernatural realm. This is going to take some time, but it will be worth it. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the things we need to look at in our own perceptions and mindset regarding supernatural experiences. First, let me just say, right now, you are having a supernatural experience. Okay? You are experiencing something, and you are in the supernatural realm. So you are having experiential, supernatural experiences. So the question is not, how do you have them? It's how do we increase our awareness of them? When we, as Christians, have a perception of who God is, when we have an experience of the Lord bringing something to our mind about, you know, what we often refer to as, you know, a burden, or I need to pray for someone, or that something's wrong, discernment, all of those are supernatural experiences. There are everything going on in the supernatural realm is going on whether we are aware of them or not. Just as the spirit realm, where you and I are truly at home, we are so unaware of it in our consciousness, in our soulical senses. But that doesn't mean that our not being aware of it, it's not real. It's not the actual reality. It's not truth. Just because we don't see God working, God moving, doesn't mean he's not moving. We know that. Well, the same is true in the supernatural realm. Just because you and I are not aware of what's going on doesn't mean there's not anything going on. Our goal, though, is to not only see, increase our awareness, and participate, but again, since we have the authority over the supernatural realm, we want to take responsibility for what's going on in the supernatural realm. Think of it in terms of prayer. What do we intend prayer to do? Change things. Why do we think we are able to do that? So often, I think we think, okay, we can get God to make changes, when it's actually him who's saying, I've given you the authority and responsibility to make these changes. I'm teaching you how to do it. Don't keep on trying to make me do it. You learn to do it. Now that can be kind of a definite mindset change for many of us, that we're supposed to be dying to self, and, you know, part of dependence of God is giving up our own desires and intents and abilities. And those are all true as far as where we get our strength from and where we get our information and our abilities. And without God, we can do nothing. Without knowing him, without getting our life from him, all things are impossible. But in him, we are depending on him. We are receiving everything we need to affect what is going on in both the supernatural and natural realms. So we think in let's think in terms of the symbology of the warfare that we hear so much about. You know, and there's so much about, you know, being a warrior and warfare and going into the battle and you know, warring with the enemy. You know, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. So if we use that illustration, that standpoint, we think, okay, we're armed, we have the armor on, we're ready for the battle, we know the battle lines are drawn. But then we think God gives us the victory. That all we have to do is be ready, and that God will give the victory. And it's rare to really grasp that, no, the battle is yours. The victory is yours. We are to see things through. This is one of the reasons we're always starting with, you know, did you ask God about that? Because until we can pursue him, until we know him, until we have found him, we will never accomplish anything else in the supernatural realm. Because we will always fall short of being able to hear him, being able to receive our orders, using that same illustration, to be able to know what's going on the battlefield. We get our orders from God. We get everything we need from Him. But then we move forward, always depending on Him, always receiving from Him. And this is one of those areas, until we experience it for ourselves, we try to compartmentalize it. We have this, okay, it's either God doing it or us doing it. It's like in a relay race. We think, okay, God does this part and I do this part. And then when He's done with His part, He hands the baton to me, or vice versa. When we've done all that we can and we're standing, we hand the baton to Him and He goes and crosses the finish line. Well, that's not His viewpoint, because we are in Him. He wants us involved in every stage of what is going on. His purpose for us is to learn to rule and reign here on this earth. And to do that, we not only get ready, and we not only do battle, but we do battle until the victory is won. And we take responsibility for what God has given us to do until it's done, until that project is done. So if you have any questions about this or you just want to comment, feel free to give us a call. The number is 718-664-6988. Oh, and I hope this early morning schedule is working out for you. We'll see how it goes as the times change in the natural world, if we change to a different time. For right now, this seems to be working. And appreciate all of you have been signing up for the iTunes subscription. Again, you can just go to the profile page. There's a sign up for the iTunes there, or you can go to our blog, which is at wecanprepare.org. You can sign up there for both the newsletter, which comes whenever I post, and also the iTunes subscription button is right there. If you already have iTunes, all you need to do is click that button and it will subscribe you to the Prepare podcasts. And those are updated automatically every time a new one is posted. If you don't have iTunes, just go to, I believe it's iTunes.com. It's part of Macintosh, Apple, and it will download. And whether you have a Macintosh or a PC, you can use the iTunes. You can use a lot of different MP3 players, anyone as well, because these are all available in MP3s. So hope you're getting a lot out of them. I appreciate, again, the feedback and the questions. And again, as we're getting into some of the more interesting, the more exciting, the more something we're all have questions about and can relate to and have desires for, I think we might be able to get into a little bit more exchange about what we mean by what we say. We're going to put some legs to what we've been learning. Because what we've been learning about has been the basis for giving us the everything we need to be able to take the next step and really learn how to rule and reign over the supernatural realm. Now, just a quick refresher, the supernatural realm is always there, it's always in existence. And your solical senses are the senses that are used to see and hear and feel and know what is going on in the supernatural realm. You have all the senses you need. Sometimes they need to be quickened. sometimes they need to be cleaned out, just like and the same in our natural senses. But God does that. So as we proceed, God also does what he needs to do to make us ready, because this is something God wants for you. He does not want us to be in any way afraid or hesitant in growing up. Now we will be. It's like learning to ride a bike. There can be some apprehension involved, especially if you've tried to learn to ride a bike before and you've fallen and you've hurt yourself. There's a real hesitation to try again. But we're going to have to learn this. And this is actually our natural state of being. Who you truly are is only at home, ruling and reigning over the supernatural and natural realms. This is who you truly are. So it's not that we're trying to learn something new. It's we're trying to relearn what we've lost. So experiencing the supernatural should be a normal aspect of every believer's life. This should be a normal part of your life. And in fact, it is. But our senses have not become tuned to what the Lord is already doing in the spiritual, supernatural, and natural realms. So what we've been learning, to wait on him, depend on him, to hear his voice and test it, and to cultivate a quiet lifestyle, we have provided an environment for the Lord to reveal to us what is already happening all around us. Because these supernatural experiences are already occurring, we want to learn to be both observant and confident that the Lord provides the training and protection we need as we venture into new experiences. So as we try new things, we step into new adventures. Because we've already learned to hear him and to test his voice, we know that the direction we receive is from him. And because we know him better now, we're still in the process of really knowing him, but we know him better. We know how much he loves us. And we know that since this is something God wants for us, he is our faithful teacher and guide. And he's not going to lead us something into something that he can't handle. Now, remember, he's going to bring us into situations that we can't handle. But he will never put us in a situation that he can't handle. So we can be confident that he is providing the training and the protection. Just as if we were to move to a new country, we would have to learn the laws, the language, the cultural traditions, the challenges and dangers that exist in that land. As overcomers, we must remember and remind ourselves that who we truly are, which is a spirit being, has already accepted the challenge and adventure of exploring our inheritance. The supernatural realm is part of your inheritance. The natural realm is part of your inheritance. We all think, and again this goes back to understanding the ages, understanding time. We all know that, okay, we'll rule and reign over the earth and rule and reign over heaven and judge angels and all that kind of stuff. But we put that off to the next age. We put that off to some time. And we all have our differing opinions about how we're going to get there. But the point being, God never put it off. God never said, when such and such happens, you shall rule and reign. He says, I have made you to be kings and rulers over everything that's mine. And everything is his. You are a joint heir, a co-inheritor. Whatever he is ruling over, you also are ruling over. This is not to get things done or change things the way we want them. One of the reasons we've spent so much time, especially on Monday nights, really getting it into our heads that we all believe lies. We're all believing things that are not necessarily true. Is so that when God is teaching us as we move forward, we are willing to accept reality as he presents it. And that if his truth contradicts what we believe to be truth, we must be willing to let go of what we think is true. That's really reconciliation. When what we believe is contrary to reality, our beliefs are going to have to be the ones that fold. God's not going to change. He's not going to change to accommodate, oh, well, since that's what you believe, that's the way we'll do things. For instance, if you believe that having 100 people pray for this is what's going to get me to change my mind about what I'm doing in this person's life, whether it's a healing or get them out of a difficult situation. If we believe that it's the number of people praying for something that makes a difference, God's not going to say, oh, well, in that case, if that's what you believe, that's the new rule. In order for me to do something, 100 people have to pray for it. No. God moves on our behalf because he loves us. God doesn't move on our behalf because he loves us. The common denominator, the common factor is that he loves us. And one of our big misbeliefs we have to deal with is that if we are so-called in the will of God, nothing bad will ever happen to us. And we know that that's just not true. So we check our beliefs against his reality as we take step by step. But we have that faith, that confidence, that what he has intended for us to learn, he's provided us the training we need. We will be ready for what he has for us. So we can move forward with excitement and boldness and anticipation. And we can let those desires that God has put in us come to the surface. We check them with him. Lord, is this from you? Is this something you want me to be working on? But then when he says yes, we can go ahead and put our effort and our energy into learning something that God wants us to learn. We enjoy learning to know the Lord by expanding our need to depend on him. the more we need him, the more we need to learn from him. How do we do this? The more our dependence on God grows. If the only area you ever needed him, needed to know him, was in a crisis, that's the only way you'd ever know him. And that's, unfortunately, the only way many people do know him. And that's in the soul. But from our soul, we want to be summed up and complete in him, spirit, soul, and body. And to do that, he's not going to settle for being a crisis God. He's not our crisis counselor. He's our life counselor. There's no area in your life that he is going to allow us to exclude him from. Because he's already one with us in your spirit. It's like pouring water onto a sponge. Even if you just drop a single drop of water on that sponge, it will disseminate throughout the whole sponge. Equally. So we want to be aware that God is going to be exerting his desires and stirring up our need to know him more and more and more. He's not going to say, okay, I'll make myself known in these areas and bring you into dependence in these areas, but I'll let you keep control, solical control, over this area. I'll let you go ahead and continue to live out of your flesh in this area. Now, he has his own timing, and we depend on him for that as well. But we recognize that as we move forward in satisfying those desires that we have to learn new things, to be new, to do what we've already learned, that he will change our perceptions, he will change our beliefs. And sometimes those changes require response. We may have to change our associations. We may have to change our lifestyles . But that's okay, because God will make it worth it. We think of very often as God says, if you want this blessing, you have to give this up. You have to sacrifice. So we sacrifice and then are disappointed when we don't necessarily get the blessing we expected. That's because that's not the way God does things. That's the way we expect him to. But that's not the way he does it. Instead, he says, here's the blessing. Here's my goodness. Now follow through on what we talked about. It's his nature to give, and he gives first, and then we act on what he has given. So he has given everything you need for life and godliness here on this earth, to rule and reign over the supernatural and natural realms. Our task is to do it. So on Saturday, we'll be getting back together again at 9. I hope to see you then. Have a great morning and the rest of the week. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio.